The fact that the owner of the ox does not rent it out to anybody else, he only gives it to you, so that's called you have enjoyment. Have your leishay masakha. So every time you rent something, you should also be a shay masakha. So it's not like, again, our Mishnah can't go according to Rabbi Meir. That svar doesn't apply. So Mar says, no, filu tamer Rabbi Meir, even if you want to say Mishnah, does go according to Rabbi Meir. Ha tell you, vihi ano, the koyoyev le tfei purta, have your leishay masakha. Lamaisa, when you take the job, the owner pays you a drop more. Since he pays you a drop more for your service, the little bit extra that he pays you, that automatically makes you into a shem asocha. But you're getting paid a drop more. The Rashi says, "Sheyef shalat samtzim schar kablonus l'schar demei pulish layito yoser." It's not possible to make the exact measurement how much money you really deserve. So most probably he's always giving you a drop more. So therefore, since he's giving you a drop more, for that you become a shem asocha. Whenever you rent something, say the same svara. When you rent, that the owner also gives you a break. And when you rent it out, he also doesn't charge you a full price. There's always a penny or two less. So with that much deal you have less, it should make you into a shema sacha. So you see, Rabbi Meir doesn't offer that svara. So Mar says, true. Elo afilu taimu Rabbi Meir. Even if you want to save it, go according to Rabbi Meir. I'll tell you, behi hano, the tofresh layagrei, the loy boy lemeil ulemeifik azuzei, have your leishay masocha. When you take this chair to fix it, later when you fix it, you don't have to go back to the owner to ask him for money. Since you're holding on to the chair, he's going to come to you to get the chair and to pay you. So that's called you have enjoyment from this chair. The fact you could hold on to the chair until he gives you back the money. So therefore, if you're a workman, that's why even Rabbi Meir agrees that you're a shayma sachar on the work, on the chair, whatever you're working. He boy same another territory that I tell you, kidamachlif rabba baravua, to where Rabba Avua changed it around. For Tony, he learned like this, soicher ketzed mishalim, when somebody rents something, what type of a shayma does he have? Rabbi Meir, you're going to make a shayma sachar. So according to this girsa, misnik will come out good according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir also agrees that a seicher is called like a shem asachar. Therefore, this umnin would also be a shem asachar. Rabbi Yehuda, why make a shem echinim? Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says no. A workman is only kishem echinim. Now it says the kulon shomru toile shelcha v'habei moyes shem echinim. If the workman finished the job and now he tells the owner, "Listen, I'm finished. Come with your money and take it back." So now the workman is only a shem echinim. Gemara Tanan Hosam. Learn the Gemara later that says, "Oh my loy shoyel." The person's a shoyel. He wants to borrow something from you, and he says to the owner, "Sholach, send it to me." Fishilcha, and the owner listened to the shoyel and sent it to him. Umeis, and the animal dies on the way. Chayiv, you should know the shoymer. He's chayiv right away as soon as he's sent to send it. So it's on his achrayis. If it dies, he's chayiv. V'chein b'shoshem achzira. So the same halach applies when the shoyel sends it back to the owner. That if it dies on the way bringing it back, so the shomer is chayiv. So Chutz is yeah. The Omar Rafrum Bar Popo Omar Rav Chizda Lo Yishonu Elo Shechziru B'Toch Yemei Shuta. It's only if he's returning it during the days that he has a right to use it. So therefore, he's still a shomer shoyel on it until it returns to the owner. So if it dies on the way back, he'll be chayiv. Avol Yachay Yemei Shuta. But after the day, let's say he rented, he borrowed it for a month. So after the month is up, potter then he's potter. This thing more says, Moser Rav Nachman Bar Papa. Now Papa asks the question. It says, V'chulon Shomru, Tole Shalacho, V'haba Moyes, Shrei Mechinim. It says, now Mishnah, when the woman has finished the job, and he goes to the owner and says, "Listen, go and pick it up, and pay me the money, so all you want now is a Shrei Mechinim." So, Ho Gemartiv, Shrei Mesocho. But Mashmah, if he just said he finished, then he'll still be a Shrei Mesocho. Rashi says, Ho Gemartiv. We don't say kivon shiadeya b'ayim shekoli mayumnis v'loy sholchu ve'viyam poter ashoimer. No, you don't say that. That we just finished and he did not tell the owner come and bring your money. Then he'll still remain a shrei masachar, even though he finished his work. So you see, even after the yemei shilta or yemei skiris, he's still a shrei masachar. So Mar says, "Loy, no, it's not the diyuk. Ho habei moyes v'tulah shelcha shrei masachar." True, if he says bring your money, then he's still a shrei masachar. Avol gemartiv, but if he, no, so the diyuk is like this: ho habein moyes v'tolah shelcha, He says, Chulin Shor Mutzalah Shel Chovah V'Moyes. If he stands says, take yours, then he's a Shor Mechinim. But the deal is, if he would have said the other way, Habei Moyes, bring money, and then take yours, so then he's still a Shor Mesacher. As long as he doesn't tell the Bible, like, you know, take it, but rather only bring your money, so then he's still a Shor Mesacher on it. That's the deal. Avul Gemarativ, but what will be mashmim if he finished it? Ma, you want to tell me Shor Mechinim, then really he's only Shor Mechinim. Hey, Yochi, if so, add it on your words, I'd have to say, when all of them say, take yours, and bring money, then he's a Shor Mechinim, Nishamin and Gemarativ. Let's hear a bigger Kiddush. When the Uman just says, listen, I finished the job. As soon as he says he finished the job, then he's finished with the Shor Mesacher, he only is a Shor Mechinim. For Kol Shechinim, for sure then, in the case of Tola Shalacho, yeah. So what do you have to say in the case for Tola Shalacho? Tomorrow says, no, Tola Shalacho Itzrichle, we need this also. Because Salka Dayat HaChamina, I would have thought to say, Shor Mechinim Nami Loyeve, in the case where he says, come and take it already. So maybe if I tell the owner, listen, come and take your chair, so I'm not a shamer at all. It's like, it's not on my rishus anymore. You come and take it. So, Hamash Mula, no, that's the Kiddush, that Lamaisi is still a Shor Mechinim. Ben Echanami, if you say, Ha'abo Moyes, or you say, Tola Shalacho, Fa'abe Moyes, or Os Kamartiv, both of them taki, you're only a Shor Mechinim. Hanika the army, some say, Yom Rav Nachman Bar Popo, Afana Nami Tanina. We also learned like this, that it says, V'chulam Shomru Tola Shalacho, all the umnin that says to the owner, come and take your own. Va'abei mois and bring money, Shor Mechinim. So my love, isn't it, who adin gamartiv, that the same halach would be that once the umin says, I finished my job. So it's like this, you may shoot, this is over. So you see, he's only a Shor Mechinim. So it's a proof. Someone says, loy, maybe there's no proof. Maybe Tola Shalacho Shani. When he tells you, take your own, then you're a Shor Mechinim. Ve'enach nami, maybe just gamartiv, he doesn't tell you to take your own, maybe then you wouldn't be a Shor Mechinim. Yeah, maybe then you'll still be a Shor Mesacher. So therefore you don't have a klor raya. Another Gemara says, Huna ba'mar ba'mareimar kai mei the Ravina, he was in front of Ravina, Rami masnitzin adodi. He asked the steer in the Mishnayisin. O Mishane, and he gave an answer. Tanan, we learned, Ve'akul on shomru, Tola shalacho, va'abe moyo is all the umnim. When they say, listen to the owner, I finished, take yours, Tola shalacho, and bring money. Shor Mechinim. So Mishnah says, then the Umin is not a Shor Mesacher anymore, just a Shor Mechinim. And Vu Adin Legumarativ, the same halach would apply when the Umin says, I finished. On this Raminu, I have a question. Omar Loi Shoyel Shalach. If the Shoyel said, sent. Fish Shilcha. In case where you want to borrow something from your friend, and the person that wants to borrow it now tells the owner, send it to me. Fish Shilcha, and the owner sent it, Umaysa Dard on the way, Chayiv. So the Shemer is Chayiv, since he told the owner to send it, he's Makabal Achrayas, he's Chayiv. V'chein v'shosh ha-machziru, the same halach applies when the Shemer Shoyel returns it, if it dies on the way back, the Shemer is still Chayiv. So you see, even on the way back, even when you're finished, you're still a Shemer Shoyel on it. See also, even after the Umin finished his work, he should still be called the Shemer Sachar. Well, Mishani, the Gemara answers, Omarafram Bar Popo, Omarav Chizdo, Loishanavala Shachziru Tech Yimei Shiltas, Shiltasa. Shilta, when do we say Yechayiv if you return it during the month when you have a right to use it? So that whole month you're a Shema Sherl on it. But let's say you return it after the month, then you'll be Potter, then you're not a Shema Sherl. Here also the Umin, why are you a Shema Sacher when he calls the man you're working with it? But once you finish working,